Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue. Wham! Theater will be presenting the second digital production of their reimagined fall season beginning later this week. It is the wickedly funny satire The Thanksgiving Play by Larissa Fasthorse, directed by Associate Artistic Director Talia Kingston. The production will be available online November 19th through the 22nd. The play is fast-paced satire where good intentions collide with absurd assumptions as a troupe of white liberal teaching artists scramble to devise a grade school theater performance that somehow manages to celebrate Turkey Day while also honoring Native American Heritage Month. To tell us more, we welcome the director, Talia Kingston, as well as actress Molly Parker Myers. It's a great pleasure to have you both on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Talia, first of all, am I saying your name correctly?
You are.
Excellent. We've started off fine then. So let's begin with, I'm sure it's all downhill from here. Let me ask you about how this production came about. What brought the Thanksgiving play to your attention and thinking it would be the right place at the right time?
Yeah, I read the play about 2 years ago when it was published by the American Theatre Magazine, and immediately I was laughing all the way through on my first read. I couldn't put it down. It reminded me so much of the foibles and the mistakes that, honestly, I make and my colleagues make as self-conscious activists, white activists and accomplices or allies in this work, anti-racism work, and particularly in the arts and education. And I thought, this is really a time when we need to talk about whiteness, and also will give us a chance to laugh at ourselves and hopefully in that laughter change our behavior. I think Larissa Fasthorse is a brilliant playwright, and I was delighted to be able to bring her work to Wham! And to our audiences.
I said it in the introduction, and you just alluded to it, but this idea that we don't, a lot of the folks here are not starting from a bad place. They have good intentions. They just are screwing it up.
Like all of us, right?
Right. Absolutely. So what has been in directing this, what has been the challenge or the fun part?
I mean, the most fun is I have this incredible ensemble of actors. You'll hear from Molly in a minute, but they say that 80% of the acting or 90% or some large percentage is casting the right people. And so I knew I had that. And I'm sad that I didn't get to play with them in space. So we had planned this as a live production before COVID, but we still got to have a lot of fun. And hopefully that fun will pass that on to our audiences. But at the same time, it's been a long journey and really the first step in an even longer journey into figuring out Wham's positionality and my own positionality as a storyteller in relation to the Indigenous people on the land where we reside and the country as a whole, and how we locate ourselves in that story of Thanksgiving, but also in the story of the country.
So how do you do that? Positionality, of course, is a good word, and it may be obviously it's multifaceted. So how do you manage that and know that you get it right?
I think it's a constant negotiation, and it's a constant process of self-reflection, but also of making sure that you're listening to voices. I mean, I think we're always attracted most obviously to stories of people who resemble us in some way. And so this is an opportunity, and it's one of the calls to action of this play is to look for stories from people who don't resemble you, who maybe have a different experience of the country, of living at this time than you do, in order to relocate yourself in your own life.
Yeah.
I don't know. Help me out, Molly.
Molly, we should mention Molly Parker Myers is an actress and in this production. Molly, tell us about the role you're playing.
Hi, I play Logan, who is the director and teaching artist, assembling the actors and collaborating with them to create this Thanksgiving play, presumably for younger audiences, at a school. That's and she's a classic white liberal and, you know, doing the best she can and trying to make something that will please everyone.
So give us a sense of what the conversations have been like between you and the rest of the cast and crew of putting this together, of how you want to approach it and get it right.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not Logan, but I think we all are just trying to do our best. I have to say that I love plays. It's a brilliant play. And I love plays that are in the genre of plays about theater and plays about plays. I think that it's a really great way of poking fun at, you know, at actors. And there's a lot to poke fun at, you know, and I think that this is a really particularly a play about white American theater and it's attempts at diversification, right? And where that maybe succeeds and where it maybe fails, particularly, you know, without anyone but white American theater artists. So I think that is a really interesting conversation in the play, and it was very fun to explore and laugh at ourselves.
Do you like the fast-paced nature of it when you're doing that kind of satire?
Oh, yeah, I do. And I think that one of the interesting challenges about this particular production is that we were doing it over Zoom, you know, as is the way things are done these days. And so the pacing and, you know, a lot of that interaction was different than what it would be if we were all in the same space together. So that was a really interesting challenge to really create that pace and that, you know, that connection and that give and take over the Zoom platform. You know, that was really fascinating to try to meet those challenges.
So, Talia, as the director, talk about those challenges and getting that pace right when you're working with technology and you're working with Zoom.
Yeah, it's hard. It's not something we expected to be doing. It's not the way the story was written. I think if we were doing it in live space, there'd be a lot more physicality and there'd be a lot of like overlapping of conversations because that's how conversations naturally happen. And especially comedic conversations, the pacing is very key. So I really had to reimagine this whole production in terms of what could we successfully do on Zoom. And one of the things that's so successful in this play that Larissa has written is it has a self-consciousness to it. Like we get to see actors doing what they do in front of us and making the sort of rehearsal mistakes that we often don't see when we see a final production, but we get to see them doing that in front of us. So I wanted to mimic that on Zoom. And so it was very clear to me from the beginning that we didn't want to create virtual backgrounds of the type that you saw in our previous production of Row. We didn't want to green screen. We wanted to give the audience as direct a link as possible to these actors. And so they have curated, along with our designers, they curated the space behind them as if it was the room that their character was zooming from. So what you get to see is teachers doing essentially lesson planning or artists rehearsing over Zoom, which is what we're all struggling with right now, in real time on through the screen. And then I also needed to figure out some design elements that would have been very different in real life. And I've been partnering with a Native American illustrator, Kateri Wilson, whose illustrations you see as interludes in the performance, without giving too much away. And so it's been fun because of the genre, to get to collaborate with new collaborators like Kateri and like video editors at Outpost in West Uppridge, who we wouldn't usually be working with, but who are helping us fine-tune the timing and bring the story through in this new medium.
Molly, give us an idea of what it's like when you perform and there is no audible or visual audience of what that's like.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's quite interesting. We were all together in real time, so we could play off of each other. But it's true that we really have no idea how things will land, you know. We didn't get a chance to hear what the audience would react to, which to me, it's an interesting, that sort of reminds me a little more of film work, right? You don't get to see what the audience reaction is. But I think in this case, it was actually really helpful because, you know, in some ways, in all ways, these characters are taking their work very, very seriously. And the way the play is written, it's, they're really just trying to do their best and they're not laughing at themselves, I think. And so being able to kind of just really focus on our work as our characters and not hear the laughter, I don't know. I think it might actually make it funnier because we're taking it more seriously in this comedy, you know?
Well, right. Absolutely. And I guess one of the pluses too, Talia, is that we think of theater as such an intimate medium. Well, you can't get much more intimate than this.
Exactly. I mean, I it was lovely to hear what Molly just said. I think that I'm going to miss hearing the laughter from the audience tremendously this weekend but I'm just going to trust that everybody is having a really good time in their living room or wherever they choose to watch this, because it's such a joyful play that I just hope that we've given that transmits through the screen, and I think it will.
Just talk in the minute or so that we have left about the ultimate, again, without giving much away, but the ultimate message, especially around this Thanksgiving time, of what you hope people take away and what you hope people talk about when the Zoom call is finished.
You want to talk, Talia?
I'll ask you both.
No, you
but
go ahead, Molly.
Talia, you can start it off, and then I'll go to Molly.
I mean, I hope that people get to laugh at themselves. They locate themselves within this play, but they do it with the sort of generosity that Larissa has provided, and that they we are providing a series of action steps that that will be linked to from the production and that people can look up on our website. So there will be things to do. I hope that it provokes conversations around the holiday table. And I hope it prompts people to look a little differently at the land that they inhabit, what they see around them, the history of that land, and maybe question that history a little bit.
Molly?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with all of that. And I think just on a very basic level, you know, I hope it'll make people think in a very funny way about who's telling the stories, whether we're talking about the Thanksgiving story or theatrical stories or films. Who's telling the stories and how does that shape the narrative? I know that, we have done a lot of work as a country and we have a lot more work to do. So I hope that people will think about that.
Absolutely. Well, the name of the play is The Thanksgiving Play. It's by Larissa Fast Horse. It is directed by Talia Kingston, and it's going to be available online November 19th through the 22nd. If you want to find out more information and how to get it so you can see it, all you have to do is go to whamtheater.com. Wham, W-A-M, theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, whamtheater.com for more information. Talia Kingston is the director. Molly Parker Myers is an actress in the production. I thank you both for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you here. And best of luck to you.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
Be well. Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.